This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Time to talk U.S. border security, but not the border you're thinking. The U.S.-Canada line is the longest international border on Earth, but the American security budget for it is a sliver of the billions it spends along Mexico. Some in American states bordering Canada want to see that change, and they're expected to give U.S. senators an earful when a delegation visits Montana. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Line up the northern Border Patrol agents in one line and all the southern ones in another. Edward Alden with the Council on Foreign Relations says it's not even close.
There are 18,500 on the border with Mexico and just over 2,200 on the border with Canada.
Why the disparity?
It's just straight economics.
Alden says agents made 330,000 arrests on the Mexican border last year, only 13,000 in the north.
The big thing that drives people that come illegally to the United States is a chance of making a lot more money. You know, if you're an average person coming from Mexico, you can increase your wage three or four times. That's not true, obviously, coming from Canada.
If the Senate has its way, the gap in resources may only grow. Bloomberg government analyst Matthew Hummer says the southern border would likely take the lion's share of the nearly $50 billion in added security spending in the Senate immigration bill.
A lot of that would go to defense contractors and providers of different technology and surveillance equipment.
Hummer says it makes sense. You put your resources where you get the most for your money. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.